This is Chi High Basketball.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. And now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Mark Halverson.
Go Cards! WOGO, your sports station.
All right, our apologies, technical difficulties, and we joined this game with 9:12 to go first half as Chi-High leading Eau Claire North 14-12. Mark Halverson, Dave Check on the stats, and Dave, sum up what we've seen here so far.
Bob hitting a couple of big threes. He's got six on the night so far. Dickerson knocked down a three, and that's what's keeping Chi-High in it right now. We had to give the keys to the game. A little bit after the fact, that would be it. Make your three-point shots.
There you go. That's covering our Toyson Ford keys to the game. In retrospect, you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls on this February 3rd Saturday evening. Better late than never, our theme, one of my themes for life, actually. 9:08 to go first half as the Huskies to the free throw line after the foul on the Cardinals. Colin Nichols getting some extra playing time, the 6'3 junior, and the free throw ties it at 14 apiece. We were tied at 12 earlier. And Chi-High on the attack left to right. I was told Jim Mason didn't start, but he is in the game now. And rebound, skying for it for the Huskies, Andrew Roxall, the big 6'7 senior, going to play at Eau Claire next year. And driving to the hoop, having it knocked away, T.J. Johnson out of bounds to the Cardinals with 8:48 left here, first half, 14 apiece. Good ball game. The Cards 1-15 on the season and 0-9 in the conference, North 8-9 and 5-5 in the conference, coming off a win over Menominee the other night. Driving to the hole, Dickerson, left-handed layup, no good. Fighting for the rebound, Huskies chasing it down, Roxbald. Good hustle from the big fella. He goes 6'7". Huskies into the forecourt. Got that Columbia blue uniform with the dark blue numbers now, and there's the outside shot. Roxbald falls down. There was no contact, however. And G. Mason into the forecourt for the Cardinals. Shot on the way from three-point range from Wiedemeyer, no good. Rebound comes down to the Huskies, and Elliot Besson leads the fast break, tries to dish to a teammate, going away by Dickerson. Chi brings it the other way, Dickerson to the hole, off the rim, no good. Rebound, Cardinals see T.J. Johnson grab it, and he went across the end line. Chi-High maintained possession with 7:56 left first half.
So far we got turnovers. Chi-High is winning the turnover battle, 5-2, 5 for Eau Claire North. Offensive rebounds tied 2-2. Cardinals staying in it with that outside shooting, and now we got Bob going to the line. Chance to go up by, inbound.
Inbound pass, G. Mason getting it in for the Cardinals. Over to the left corner, Teague Anderson. They go to the cutting, Easton Bob for two. Nice on the drive with the left hand, and Easton Bob putting the Cards up 16-14. So back and forth affair here this evening as the Huskies on the attack right to left looking at Roxbald. Roxbald falling down, no good. Batted around, out of there with it, Huskies. Three-point attempt from on top, no good. Missed that time by Elliot Besson, and out of bounds to Chippewa. So the Cards with a chance to build on that two-point lead, 7:26 to go first half. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy, the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Incorporated has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Dickerson on top to Wiedemeyer. Cards, oh, how sweet it would be to see this thing through tonight. 0-9, get that first conference win, and it's been a long dry spell since that win in game two of the season at home over Medford. Dickerson, right baseline, spin move into traffic, underhand, nice toss by Dickerson, and the Cards go up 4, 18-14. Huskies into the forecourt on the dribble. They work it from very often. Three-pointer, help me out with that one, Dave.
That was Besson with a three-point shot.
And Besson with the three on that one. Elliot Besson, the 6'2 junior. Cards with it now, leading at 18-17. In the lane, and Easton Bob, another basket and the foul, the hoop and the harm for Easton Bob, and the Cards go up 20-17, a chance to make it a four-point lead now. With 6:30 left in the first half, Mike Thompson, the athletic director, activities director, also the PA announcer tonight, in for Dave Hansen, as the foul goes on number 22, Tyler Barrows. And for Barrows, his first free throw, no good from Bob. Easton, I think, about a 58.5% free throw shooter. Barrows working on the outside. Shot from Besson. He's going to come up short on that one. Rebound, Wiedemeyer. Cards with it. And into the forecourt, G. Mason. Mason now bringing it left to right for the Cards. On top to Dickerson. Finds a cutting Wiedemeyer. Spin move toward the lane. Got it up. Oh, just so close. Like a putt in golf just hanging on the lip. It just would not fall. Starts almost at a five-point lead. Barrows at the other end. Hails a three and ties the game at 20. And the North Coast wants a timeout. Michael Kessler. We got a break as well. 5:52 left. Back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Huskies with the basketball and a 22-20 game as Chippewa's gone up by two. 5:17 left first half. There's the drive and basket and a foul. And a good drive by Aaron Gust, the 6'2 junior, who ties it with that hoop and now tries to break the tie with 5:14 left here first half. Mark Talbison, Dave Check at the Birdcage, Chippewa Falls High School, Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and how to support local athletics. So to the free throw line, Gust. After the foul on Easton Bob, his first. Guscom is in averaging almost 6 points a game, a 76% free throw shooter, and he got it. Aaron Gust, fine young player, 6'2 junior. McQuee into the ballgame for Chahai. He played well last week in the narrow loss the Cards had to Hudson. Easton Bob on top. Braden Dickerson, Wiedemeyer on there. The drive, Dickerson all the way in for two for Chippewa. And the Cards go back up 24-23 in a seesaw affair. Huskies into the forecourt now. Barrow, the long shot. Honeycomb's out, no good. Rebound, North. Offensive rebound, they'll shoot another three. This one is good. And Aaron Gust feeling it now as Gust hits that one. Can't get back any daylight. And the Huskies crowd loving it. A number of the blue and white here tonight. 26-24 Huskies. And Dickerson cannot handle the close pass from Easton Bob. Shahai turns it over. Three-pointer at the other end. Roxbaum hit it. And the Huskies lead is five. And the Husky crowd loving it now. And Shahai needs to answer with 4:05 left here in the first half. Shahai's been hanging around, but now all of a sudden find himself down five. As North on a 6-0 run. It had been 24-23. LaQuee, bounce pass on top of Dickerson. Back to LaQuee. He'll drive. Contact. two defenders, and it's going to be a whistle and a North foul, and one of the North players feeling the impact of the contact with Laqui, and that is number 12, Brady Jensen, the 6'3 senior. He's going to come out of the game now with 3:44 left in the half. And Chahai, and we'll get a half a minute timeout. Back in 30, Chahai down 5 with the ball on WOGO Sports.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
Oak Claire North 5-5. Mark Albers and Dave Check from the Birdcage had some difficulties early, a late start. Working on our broadcast for you here as Chai gets the inbound. Laqui to Easton Bob. Huskies by 5. 3:40 left first half. Bob, he had a couple of threes earlier. Wiedemeyer trying on the low post. On top to Dickerson. Swinging around Laqui on the left wing. Behind the back dribble, looking, cross courts the pass. Gets it on the near side, Wiedemeyer. Easton Bob's going to drive by a couple of defenders and swatted there by Rockfall. The future Blue Gold came flying out of nowhere like Superman and said, not tonight, Easton. And that block of Bob drawing big fan reaction. You remember blocks like that? Dave?
Yeah, I remember giving a few like that, and I think I've had a few like that. But 6'7", he's a big guy out there, and that's one of the things the Cardinals had to remember. He's going to be there all day long, and he also shoots a great three-point shot.
He's the enforcer for sure. Heard the Bucks without Brook Lopez tonight, so they're going to have to do it in Dallas without him. Follow-up is good on the missed shot. Dickerson was there, and a good job by Braden. He's so good down low. Braden Dickerson, the 6'2 senior. Call him the high school Sidney Moncrief, for those who remember the great player out of Arkansas. A drive and a whistle and a foul. 29-26, Cards within 3. With 2:53 left here in the first half. And second foul on Carson Wiedemeyer and the 8th team foul on the Cards here in the first half. First one from Roxbald is good. We got all the stats from Dave at halftime. All the individual scoring, turnovers. He's usually good with the rebounds. So, and the next one from Roxbald is good as well. So the big fella coming through. Roxbald, a 79% free throw shooter, averaging 18 a game. 31-26 Huskies. The Cards try to answer, and the other end they find Dickerson right baseline for two more, and back within 3 at 31-28. Outside shot, no good. Dickerson gets the rebound. Hand off Laqui. Laqui bringing it across the timeline. Cards left to right. On the outside, Easton Bob, right side. Wiedemeyer for 3. Off the mark, no. Skying for the rebound. The Cardinals coming away with it. David Surhart. And a whistle and a foul, and it's going to go on number 11, Elliot Johnson, the 6'2 senior, with racking up that one with 2:14 left here in the first half. 31-28 Huskies, and Turhart to the free throw line. And David on the season. Check his free throw percentage at 60%. 3 out of 5 to hit that one. 4 out of 6. Just like that, he's up 6.6%. 31-29, tight ball game. 2:14 left first half. Turhark, another one. Off the back iron, no. Rebound come down to Roxbald. Into the American. Remove that. Yeah. Working around on the outside. There's the shot off the mark. No good for Aaron Gust. And fighting for the rebound. The Huskies have it. Driving to the lane. Roxbald, whistle and a foul. And the foul going on 23. Colin Nichols, the second one for Colin, the 6'3 junior, helped us out in the girls' broadcast the other night. 1:52 left in the first half as Roxfeld hits the first one of 32-29. Inside of 2 minutes here in the first half. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the Glass Leaders, White City Glass. Hits the second one, 33-29, Huskies by four. 1:45 left in the half. Ball tipped away. Roxfeld anticipating the pass to G. Mason. Going to take it down and slam it in, giving the Huskies a six-point lead just inside of 100 seconds. 35-29, and a turnaround there as that anticipation. Roxfeld anticipating the pass to G. Mason and taking it the length of the court for the steal. Dickerson right baseline. We got contact, and it's going to be called a blocking foul. And it's going to go on Roxfeld. He had seemed to have some words for Dickerson on the chart. And the second foul on Roxfeld, and he'll go out of the game here late in the half. The big fella goes 6'7". The eighth team foul on North, and the ninth, Shaha has nine team fouls as Dickerson to the free throw line for the Cardinals. Braden on the season, a 67% free throw shooter, missing that one. And the Huskies down with it. Carter Burns, the 6'2 senior, into the forecourt. Driving. Gus loses the basketball. East and Bob out of there with it for the Cardinals. Takes it down. G. Mason for three. Right wing off the mark. Air ball. Rebound out of there. Dickerson left baseline. Whistle and a Huskies foul. And Dickerson scrapping down low. Getting the offensive rebound with 1:04 left in the half. And the Cards down 6, 35-29. Foul goes on Aaron Gus, and it's the ninth team foul. That's the second on Gus. ...35-29 contest. Eau Claire North by six. And Dickerson's free throw is a little bit short. Hits the front iron, and the rebound out of there with it for the Huskies, Elliot Besson. Into the forecourt, Besson handing it off to Burns. Burns into the paint, deflected pass by Nichols and knocked out of bounds. Colin, very interested, wants to be in to get into sports broadcasting and going to be going to Lambeau Field for a symposium that's going on, so that's exciting. I was talking to his dad a little bit before the game. He was telling about us about that in the girls' broadcast. We'll have another girls' game for you coming up on Monday night against Marshfield, 6:55 pregame. Outside shot, front iron, rolls in. Got a kind roll for Elliott Besson. Three more for Besson, the 6'2 junior. And now it's a 9-point Huskies lead. I believe their biggest of the night, 38-29 Huskies. And trying to salvage with a can, final 30 seconds of this half. We're playing so competitive and had multiple leads in the first half and ties with Eau Claire North. With 30.4 seconds left in the half, and the Huskies send Dickerson back to the line. Again, a 67% free throw shooter going in, and Maddox Gertz getting that one. The first one on Gertz in the 10th into the double bonus. Now the Huskies with 30.4 seconds left in the half. Dickerson, free throw, up and off the front iron. Just a little short. He's missing in the same way, so got to get over that front iron. Easier said than done. And some substitutions. Roxfeld surprisingly coming back in with two fouls with 30 seconds left in the half. But coach knows better than me. And Aaron Gus still out there, the 6'2 junior. And Dickerson's going to get the roll around the rim and in. And the Cards within eight at 38-30 now. Final part of this first half. And Eau Claire North seemingly going to hold it for one here. As the dribble out on top by 14 Besson. On top to Burns. Man-to-man defense of the Cards. Colin Nichols on Burns. Gets it off to Besson. Picked up by G. Mason. Final 10 seconds of the half. Driving. Left baseline and blocked out of there by Turhart. Some contact beforehand on the way. And the foul was on G. Mason with 6 seconds left in this first half. Mason, his second foul of the first half. put it up and got it. Besson with the first free throw makes it 39-30. So, again, a very tight ball game for most of this first half. And then the Huskies kind of pulling away with some three-pointer, that breakaway dunk by off the steal from Roxfald, and then a three-pointer on top of that, making it 38-29. It's currently 39-30. Next one is up, and rattles are out. No good. Rebound, Terhark. Terhark out of there with it. The backcourt to Easton Bob. Final second. Get a shot off. He does. Ah, no good. It hit the rim. The Cards down 9 at halftime. We'll take a 3.5-minute break. Back in a moment on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents' Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Halftime from the Birdcage, Chippewa Falls High School, as Eau Claire North and Chi-High boys battling through much of that first half, only to see the Huskies take a 39-30 halftime lead. Look at all the stats from our guy Dave Check in just a moment. But first, Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane dealer since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Dave, tell us about that first half statistic.
All right, so the Cardinals shooting so far, 3 for 12 from the three-point line. They were 8 for 18 from inside the three-point line, 5 for 11 free throws. Leading scorers for Chi-High, Dickerson, on 6 for 13 shooting, has 14 points. Bob coming in second with 12. And then Nichols third with 2 points, both on free throws. Leading rebounders were Dickerson and Terhark. Both had 5 rebounds. Team-wise, we have 6 turnovers right now. They have 4 turnovers. Excuse me. We have 4 turnovers. They have 6 turnovers, leading the battle by 2 in that. Offensive rebounds, relatively close. They have 5 offensive rebounds. Actually, exactly the same. We have 5 offensive rebounds as well. Leading the way for Eau Claire North. No surprise, 6'7" Rocks Bold, who can do it from inside and outside, has 12 points. Very similar play from 3 different players. Beast and Gust both have 11. Almost exactly the same, 1 2-pointer, 2 3-pointers, and 3 free throws, and almost exactly the same as Rocks Bold, too. They have 5 players that have scored. We have 5 players that have scored. Probably the surprise for the night is Gust, who is not one of their top 3 scorers. Is second right now with 11, real hot hand for them tonight. For us, Bob probably has the hottest hand. He's 5 for 8 shooting to come up with his 12 points. So those are the stats on the night. Hand it back to Aldo.
All right, thanks, Dave. We'll take another timeout and be back in 3 minutes with more of our halftime conversation. And look ahead to the second half. Chahai trailing Eau Claire North, 39-30. WOGO Sports, WOGO Halle Eau Claire Chippewa Falls.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
These guys. 2 minutes left on the clock here at halftime. Mark Alverson, Dave Check at the Birdcage in Chippewa Falls. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts. Fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. ServiceMaster, ChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. And our Toys and Ford keys to the second half. The keys to the second half brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. How about it, Dave?
All right, well, I guess the keys for the second half would be to not let this game get out of hand. It's a 9-point game right now. The Cardinals were in this one pretty much the entire game, and then all of a sudden, the last couple of minutes, just kind of an explosion of bad things happening, gave up a couple of turnovers, a couple of big 3-point shots that opened North knocked down, and all of a sudden, it's a 9-point game. But what the Cardinals are battling here is a little bit unfair. If you looked around here, you'd probably think this is a home game for Eau Claire North. Granted, we are only a school that's about 5 to 10 miles away from their high school. but they've got the advantage of both students and parents here tonight, and you can tell when they go on runs, particularly when you have a dunk out of their player. Their crowd got a lot louder than we've been at times. That's going to be something the Cardinals are going to battle. It was hard enough at North. They lost by, at least double digits. So to be able to come back tonight, love to get this crowd into it, but there's just not that much crowd here.
Is it tough too, Dave? I mean, a team with a 14-game losing streak. They lost the game 1-1, and they've lost 14 in a row, 0-9 in the conference. I mean, just kind of that trying to overcome things mentally.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's tough coming into the game trying to play because they got nothing to lose and everything to play for. They're on their home court. They're going to have a big upset here. This is an Eau Claire North team that's 5-5. They've had their share of good wins in this conference, and they're a good team. So for the Cardinals, it'd be great to beat them. But the problem is, when you are the underdog like this, you get down by 9, can you stay in it mentally, or do you just pack it in and wait for the next game to be your first win?
All right, let me get the All right, we're ready to get things going here in the second half. And on the heels of Dave fighting for triple fouls in the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave checking the Czech Law Office, making you part of the team. Second half, the Columbia blue, a little bit of white and some dark blue, and the Eau Claire North Huskies with the ball to start the second half. They're going left to right. And about pass stolen away, and Dickerson out of there with it. So here come the Cardinals, down by 9. To the fourth row, McQuee takes it all the way, kicks it out. Sirhar looks in the right corner. He's going to get it on top. Dickerson fakes. He'll drive into the lane. This is left baseline. Going up, Wiedemeyer has it blocked. Not by Roxel, but actually it looks like by T.J. Johnson. And then the Huskies lose it out of bounds with 17:31 left in the half. Last touch by Chippewa. And so Eau Claire North, Tyler Barrow is going to inbound it. Barrow's just a sophomore, 5'10". He's going to be around a while. He's got the curly locks. Roxel going to go work on Turhark, right baseline. He thinks he can take him down low, and he does. And all of a sudden now the Huskies up by 11, 41-30, and Chahai needs to answer. 17-18 left here in this second half. Laqui gets it to a cutting Easton Bob in the paint. Tough fadeaway, hit it. That was a tough fadeaway, Dave.
It is, and Bob can make those shots, but he is also the hot hand tonight. He's making everything he puts up.
All right. So the Cardinals back to 41-32 now, and there's the three-pointer by Barrows. That's the kid, and again, takes out some of the momentum that Chai would have tried to build on. Back to a 12-point lead, the biggest of the night for the Huskies. On top, Dickerson against Roxfeld. McQuee gets left wing to Turhart. Back to McQuee on top. They play a little catch. Easton Bob for three. On top, he hits it. So Bob hitting and answering. Barrows at the other end makes it 44-35. The Cards back within 9. And now Barrows on the outside. 16-22, second half. Poked away by Dickerson. He takes it away from the big fella, Roxball. Here comes the fast break for the Cards. Layup is no good. Whistle and a foul. And the Cardinal player missing the layup was Easton Bob. He'll go to the line. Where on the season we've got Easton at 58.5% from the free throw line. But hey, he's starting to heat up a little bit. He had a three just a short time ago. This is a 15-footer uncontested here from the line. He'll get two. First one is no good. Again, the second foul of the night going on 22. Tyler Barrows, the sophomore, on a fouling on the fast break. Second one is off the back iron. No. So Easton, as good an outside shooter as he is, struggling at the free throw line, and stays a 44-35 game. Barrows going to try to work on Bob, sophomore on senior there. Huskies, Johnson on the outside, into the right corner, getting it off to Besson. Three-point attempt, no good. Out of there with it, Johnson. Offensive rebound for the Huskies. Can't afford those from a Chahai perspective. Barrows going to pull up, 15-footer left side of the free throw lane, no good. Rebound, Wiedemeyer for the Cards. 15:40 left in regulation, Cards. With the ball, down by 9. McQuee, into the paint. Kicks it out. Easton Bob, going to come up. Misses. Rebound, Husky. Carr's trying to get an answer here. Offensively, that one could have brought him within 6. Johnson, left baseline. And he was surrounded by Chai defender, stolen by McQuee. He'll take it to the other end. Whistle and a foul as McQuee took it in. And how about McQuee on the steal on the break?
Well, he does a great job defensively for the Cardinals there. He is a hustler out there. Doesn't score a ton, but he doesn't take a ton of shots, and he doesn't do anything to hurt the Cardinals. Solid player.
.15-17 left in regulation as Clay's going to hit the first one. Next one is good. All right. So both free throws good for LaQuay. And he's a 78% free throw shooter on the season. So approaching 15 minutes in the second half, the Cardinals within seven at 44-37. Drive, whistle, and a foul. Rocks fall. Again, he's the straw that stirs the drink for Eau Claire North. Not that he doesn't have good supporting cast. He does. The foul on Dickerson. First one on Braden. And the Cardinals' first foul in the second half. The Huskies have two already. Eau Claire North, Gust on top. Barrows for three. He's going to come up firing. Misses that one. Tip and rebound in the corner. LaQuay out of it. And stolen away from him somehow by the Huskies. And now they set it up with Rockfeld on top. Rockfeld spin in the paint, looking around. Another spin, and out of there, no good. Rebound, Turhart. LaQuay for the Cardinals. Kicks it off left side. On top, Dickerson to Easton Bob. Working on the right baseline to Dickerson. Dickerson will drive, knock down the defender. No foul, banks it in. The Huskies not happy, but the Cards within five at 44-39. So Chippewa making some noise now on a 7-0 run. As they get within five. Nice job by Dickerson, who's so good down low, but taking it inside, Elliot Besson, and a timeout. North, they want to talk about it. 46-39, Huskies lead by seven. Cardinals ball when we come back, 14:04 left. Back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Chippewa Falls back within five, down 44-39. Dave, the Cards on a 7-0 run.
Yeah, and the Cardinals need to keep this going and keep in this game. They got a chance, just like the Hudson game that we watched. It came down to a last-second shot. That's what we'd like to see here.
46-39. Well, it was a five-point game, and now back to seven after that last hoop, and then North called the timeout to resettle in. And so it's LaQuay and Dickerson and Easton Bob and Turhart and Wiedemeyer. And a whistle and a foul at Dickerson again. Dickerson is fearless going down low.
Yeah, Dickerson, a number of shots tonight down low. If he can knock him down a little bit more than he did this half, the Cardinals are going to be right back in this game. But he takes some pretty good shots down there. May not have made a lot of them, but, you know, just drawing the fouls there in the front put the 6'7 player in a little bit of foul trouble for North.
Yeah, so Roxfall does get his third there. And Dickerson's going to hit the first one. He had those two big free throws he hit in the game against Hudson a week ago. Three fouls on Roxfall is significant. With 13:55 left, a ton of time. The Cards back within six. Make it five. Dickerson hits both free throws. 46-41 game. And set the scene here. It's going to be LaQuay, Turhark, Bob, Dickerson, and Wiedemeyer for the Cards. And the Huskies answering with Elliot Besson bringing the ball down with Maddox Gertz, a 6'1 senior. Gertz with the ball right now. This is on top of the Barrows, the sophomore. I think he is the only sophomore. There's a couple of Zach Shipman and Gavin Wise. Missed shot, rebound down, Turhart. He flings it off to Bob, and here comes McQuay. The Cardinals, who are within five at 46-41, had been down 11 here in the second half. Wiedemeyer, left baseline, had an open shot, chose not to shoot it. He dribbled it, and then a pass that was stolen away, put up, no good, missed by Maddox first. Fighting for the rebound, number 12, Brady Jensen, another senior, getting some playing time. And it's going to be Chi-High ball coming out of there with it. 13-21 left here in this second half. Don't let a lingering injury keep you from being your very best. At Triple O and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Triple Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Triple Falls with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open. In Rice Lake, visit cdosm.com/WOGO. Driving a foul, Dickerson again taking it baseline, drawing the foul. And again, he is so good at going inside. And Braden Dickerson, his free throw percentage at 67% coming into this game. And that was the third foul as well on Aaron Gustis. He misses the first one there. But Gust and Roxfall both with three, and Dickerson's a big reason why, all of his penetration drawing that attention. As Colin Nichols has checked in to join Wiedemeyer, G. Mason, and Easton Bott. Next free throw is up and in for Dickerson. So back within four at 46-42. The Cardinals, it's been a good stretch here since down 11 at 41-30. And even down 12 at 44-32, really. Since that point, they have held the Huskies to just 2 points and scored 10 themselves. Huskies down low. The pass is good and a foul. And it's number 12, the senior, Brady Jensen, the 6'3 senior who scores. And the hoop and the harm as he'll go to the line. G. Mason getting his third personal foul of the night. Hopefully that doesn't squash the Chi-High momentum with 12:53 left here in the second half. Jensen to the free throw line. And he got it. Brady Jensen, a 100%, 2-for-2 on the season at the line. So there you go. All right, it's a 49-42 game. And G. Mason on top with Easton Bob. You got Colin Nichols, Braden Dickerson, and Wiedemeyer for Coach Jason Fruce Club. Cardinals 0-9 looking in the conference, looking at first conference win. Dickerson down low, got it to go. Oh, it fell out. It was so close, so close. And Dickerson gets the rebound on the right baseline and is fouled. Dickerson for sure would get the hustle award. I mean, he is really, we give a radioactive award at the team banquet, but he's impressive in terms of his effort here for sure. Sometimes we will confer with the coaches about that, so I'm not here pronouncing anything. With 12:25 left in this, the 17th game of the season. Easton Bob going to hit one from the right corner. A two-pointer makes it 49-44. Cards hanging around within five and 12:15 left in the second half. Huskies basketball on the attack, left to right. Carter Burns in off the bench. Driving inside, there's some contact, and G. Mason just got his fourth foul as Elliott Besson took it inside, but G. Mason got number four. At the other end, you got to be impressed with Braden Dickerson, though. I mean, his hustle and his scrapping.
Yeah, he's 6'2", but he plays like he's a lot taller out there. Really does a good job rebounding underneath and just fighting after the ball, like you said.
Cards hanging in there as the free throw was good from Besson, and he'll get another one. And he hit them both. And Besson, a 75% free throw. They're a pretty good free throw shooting team. And it's 51-44. Again, Cardinals, the late going. These are guys, not Roxfald and Besson, not going to want to foul them if they're still behind. This is inside of 12 minutes left as Wiedemeyer is going to miss the three-point attempt in the left corner. Dickerson was going hard after it. Ball on the floor, knocked out of bounds by the Huskies in their forecourt. And so it's going to be Chi-High ball. But people applauding the effort from the likes of Maddox Gerst, the 6'1 senior. And Michael Kessler, the head coach for North, impressed with the way his guys, the effort that they've been giving. He did say, though, in the pregame, he didn't get to hear because of our technical difficulties, that he said last Saturday that they weren't that pleased with their effort, so they were even using that as a talking point tonight, like, hey, let's see a better effort for this Saturday night game. McQuaid dribble stolen away, a double pump at the other end, missed and recovered, and a whistle and a foul. And that was Tyler Johnson, the 6'1 senior, in off the pretty long bench here for Michael Kessler and heading to the free throw line. Foul goes on Wiedemeyer, his third. So a bunch of guys in some foul trouble. G. Mason with four, Wiedemeyer with three for the Cards. Dustin Rockwell, that should be shooting. Yeah, I'm confused by that too. And apparently it's not a shooting foul. All right. Inside of 11 and a half minutes left in regulation, Huskies ball in a 7-point lead, 51-44. Mark Halverson and Dave checking the call. Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO studio, manning the board like no one else. Drive, faking. They kick it outside to 14 Besson. Get it off to 23 Tyler Johnson. A lot of these seniors in off the bench for Coach Kessler. Driving it inside, Tyler Johnson. Looking on the outside to Carter Burns. Burns, right baseline, works it back to Johnson. They got a couple of Johnsons on this team. Elliot Johnson as well. So long possession for the Huskies before they get up a shot. And Easton Bob gets called for a foul. He knocked the ball the first time and then no foul. But on the second one, Easton does get whistled. And I think it's his second. It is on number one. And it's the fifth team foul. So each team has five with 10:47 left in regulation. Husky ball in a 7-point lead. Long possession for the Huskies without shooting.
Well, and it's a great defense by the Cardinals. You talk about them having to keep their head in this with a team that is looking for their first win. They definitely are in it, playing hard tonight.
Boy, Cards hungry. I think when Jim Harbaugh just introduces the new head coach of the L.A. Chargers, he says he wants the team humble and hungry. That's a good approach for sure. Cards hungry, I know. You get that W. Break a drive. And they're finally forcing a turnover. 10:25 left in the second half. Ahead, the long pass to Easton Bob on the left side. It's good. McQuay's pass. And it's 51-46. The Cards back within five with 10:14 left in the second half. Outside shot missed by Johnson. No. Rebound Huskies coming away with it. Maddox Gertz and Roxwell now on top behind the three-point line on the right side. Dickerson on him defensively. Kick in the left corner. There's the drive. Carter Burns. Burns in the lane, kicks it out. The Cards have done a good job on Roxbald in the second half. We'll get the numbers from Dave, but I think they've done a good job inside of 10 minutes now. Long possession without taking a shot. And again, as our Sahai alum, Dave Check, saying, I mean, this is the fine defense of the Cards, just forcing the extended possession. Again, 5-point Huskies lead. Colin Nichols into the game now as well for the Cards, along with LaQuay and Wiedemeyer, Easton Bob. Deep right corner, Burns, trying to work on Nichols. Takes him into the paint. Down low, boy, that's just almost like a delay game. Roxwell tried to go right baseline on Dickerson. Good position from Braden. Bounce pass, down low, spin shot up and good. A long, long possession, and they finally get Jensen for the hoop to up the lead to 7 at 53-46. McQuay into the forecourt, Cards bring it right to left. 9 minutes now. We're at the 9-minute mark. In regulation, Dickerson whistled as he was driving. Kessler wanted to know what his player did with 8:56 left. And the foul goes on Carter Burns, the sixth team foul on the Huskies. And some of the crowd wanting an explanation that I don't think they're going to get from the referee. He doesn't know anybody an explanation, as Nichols will check out. And Turhart in for the Cards. Timeout, Chippewa. Before Easton Bob goes to the bench, to the free throw line. Cards. Down 7, WOGO Sports.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Testing. Okay. All right. Well, tell you what, our technical difficulties have finally been resolved thanks to Greg Stewart. He's the employee of the week for going back to the station and taking care of things there. So,
all right, a little late into this, testing my volume. If you could turn that up just a little bit so I could hear you a little bit more.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
That's perfect. That's
okay.
What I'm used to.
Good, good, good. All right. Well, welcome, Dave.
Yeah, 8:56 left in the second half. Now we can get it going. And, you know, really it is a game right now. It's only 7 points, and the Cardinals are staying in it like we hope. Let's get a nice couple of big shots here and get this one a close.
Absolutely. All right. And Chippewa with the ball. I suppose Easton Bob at the free throw line, but a steal. And now the Huskies with it.
Quick turnover is evened up in this half, 4-4.
And deep left corner shot is good. And there's that three-pointer from the ever-dangerous Aaron Gust, the 6'2 junior. And that makes it a 56-46 game. And how quickly that happens, Dave. It was nowhere near that.
Yeah, that's his third three-pointer on the night. Very similar to what happened in the first half. Cardinals got to not let this get out of control, but that's been the story of their season.
And a basket by Bob, but we had a whistle beforehand.
A whistle before, but otherwise that would have made one of your highlight clips right there.
Yeah.
Beautiful move by Bob to finish, but he was fouled on the ground before.
And Laquay looking to get it in over here.
I'll tell you, hopefully this works. That passing the cell phone back and forth when I'm not exactly sure what you asked me.
Yeah, right. Well, thanks for being a good sport. So we did the best we could. And the free throw, Honeycomb's out for Bob. And here come the Huskies. Now the Cards going to have to try to gather things. They're down by 10. Don't want to let it slide. They've been down as many as 12 at 44-32. And Huskies with the ball. There's a three-point attempt. It rattles around. No good. Huskies offensive rebound down low. I'm screened out by the ref. Deep right corner, Roxbald. He'll drive, drop it to a teammate who lays it in. And that looks to be number 11 off the deep bench, Elliot Johnson. That is one of three Johnsons. You've got TJ and Elliot and Tyler. So coach just yells Johnson and gets lots of help at practice as Laquay takes it in. The Cards down 12, 58-46. Have you ever been on any teams, high school, college, where you had multiple names like that? As Laquay goes to the free throw line?
Not when they weren't related, and I don't think either of these three are related.
Yeah. And Laquay hits the free throw. 58-47. Well, still time. There's still 7:47 to go. Time for the Cards to soar.
Laquay is definitely the Cardinal we want on the free throw line tonight. Bob's struggling from the line. It's the only place that he's struggling from, as he's hot from everywhere else.
And Laquay gets that one to fall. So it's a 10-point game now. 58-48 for the Cards, but you got to get some stops.
The Cardinals have been just crushed in the front-end bonus. They are 0-for-3 so far in this game, 2 in the first half on the front-end bonus. That's just giving away 6 points there.
Gus to Rock. They've done a good job on Roxbald in the second half, though, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. You know, and I think part of that is Roxbald, he sits quite a bit. I don't know if it's because of foul trouble or if it's
three.
Just a rotation.
Yeah. And the foul is the 10th on the third on the Quay on number 10. And Huskies ball now. Inside of 7.5 minutes left. Mark Halverson and Dave Check here on WOGO Sports. Thanks again to Greg Stewart for getting things figured out on the home end of things back at the station. Driving Roxbald tough, and there you go. That's why the Blue Golds are excited to have him joining the squad next year. 12-point lead, 60-48 Huskies.
Yeah, that was probably the first real impressive shot that I've seen out of him, you know, for as much as he's dominating the Cardinals.
Not the dunk?
Nah, I think that's kind of expected.
Dickerson from three-point range, no good. Turhart crashing the boards. Out of bounds to the Cardinals. They keep it with 6:55 left, but down by 4 3-pointers at 60-48.
Now, the dunk was based on a steal from somebody else, and he stole it. You know, it's not like he gave us a tomahawk or anything that. He's 6'7", he put
it
down.
That's okay. I was just having fun with you. Easton Bob on top to Laquay. 6:50 left now. Every possession important. Wiedemeyer off the mark on the three-point attempt, and Barrows with it. Into the forecourt, he'll bring it. Johnson, and again, that's I'll specify my Johnson, TJ. Roxbald, and as Dickerson's been, you know, again, you talk about playing bigger. the 6'2 Dickerson against the 6'7 Roxfall, and he's done a pretty good job on him, but got called with his hand in the cookie jar there.
Yeah, and it's really tough because he's not a player that's just going to be down there banging. He's a player that's going to hit a three. He's going to drive it every once in a while.
So it's 6:35 left. And a 12-point lead, and Roxfall trying to build on that, and he hits the first one. Again, pretty good free throw shooter at got him for 79%. And now the biggest lead of the night for the Huskies at 61-48 with 6:35 to go, and now 62.
And so, Roxfall with 18 on the night.
So a 14-point lead, and LeQuay into the forecourt. Gets it off right side to Turhart, should say on the left. And there's a collision. Roxfall should have got called for a foul. He collided with Dickerson, and that should have been a foul. I mean, he couldn't catch the pass because Roxfall crashed into him.
If we had a little louder crowd here, they might have been able to talk him into it.
Spin move by Dickerson, and then it was an acting job by the Huskies. So this is what happened. Roxfall committed a foul, didn't get called, and then Dickerson, I don't know, it was very slight contact, but Roxfall felt it. I know. And Coach Pruitt is bringing it up.
Yeah, he agrees
Roxfall
with you 100%.
Roxfall committed a foul, didn't get called, and then he draws a foul.
And that quickly makes this game a 14-point lead with North having the ball. That's a tough one to watch.
That's no home court advantage, I'll tell you. And a drive is good for Elliot Besson, who's impressive. And Besson, a junior, he'll be back next year. Now it's a 16-point game at 48-64, so the Cards in a big hole. Dickerson drives down low, not afraid. Spin with his left hand is good off the glass. Nice job by Dickerson. Back within 14.
Besson, I believe, is the son of the former Chi High coach Besson.
Roxfeld going to drive. Contact, and it falls out. No, but Turhark's going to get called for the foul.
Pretty good defense, I thought, by Turhark. If you got him with a body, you got him with a body, but...
5:40 left in regulation, 64-50. Cards need a couple of touchdowns and extra points to tie, but wrong sport.
Roxfold is at his season average right now of 18, shooting two free throws.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. First one is good. Well, it's kind of fun when guys occasionally have some of the hometown guys stick around, maybe play Express Baseball or UW-Eau Claire Basketball, and so he hits them both, so it'd be fun to see how his career goes there for the Blue Golds in the competitive WIAC. But finishing out this year for a team 5-5 in the Big Rivers Conference and 8-9 overall. They're looking to get to 500 tonight. And a missed shot by Dickerson. Down low, Turhart going to go up and he draws a foul with 5:24 to go and the Cards down 16.
Well, Turhart leading the Cardinals right now with 8 rebounds.
And he is, I think, their leading rebounder on the season. I'll tell you what, they really... North throws a lot of bodies at you, though.
Yeah, but they really don't have a lot of guys that score. Right now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, only 6 players scoring. But you're right. I think they played almost 10 deep.
At Turhark at 7.3 rebounds a game. Next is Wiedemeyer at 4.9 and Dickerson at 3.7.
But they also have some pretty balanced scoring. You come in with
Turhark misses the free throw. Rebound Dickerson, but he couldn't hold on. And Husky's out of there with it with 5:20 to go. Huskies ball in a 15-point lead on the attack left to right. Roxball going to drive and draw the foul. But, and again, Roxball dangerous in terms of he said he can shoot from the outside, but he can drive and do it to you down low. So that's a multiple threat.
Yeah, we didn't see much out of that, out of him on the inside in the first half. He really does have kind of an impressive first step, can get to the hole and really make a lot of things happen underneath. I was waiting to see that. He was just shooting from the outside.
Free throw is good. 67-51. Again, we've talked about Roxfald's free throw percentage at 79%. Comes in averaging 18 points a game. And misses that next one. So 67-51 now. And he is their leading rebounder at 6.4 a game. Dickerson bounced into the paint, stolen away. Roxfald into the forecourt. On the left wing. He'll take it. Knocked away, fouled again. That's at least 3 straight trips, if not 4. He's driven. That's the offense. He drives in. He gets fouled.
Yeah, so, you know, part of the problem with the Cardinals, as you see, here we are once again. They're down by 16 late in the game after having a tight game, and it's been the way all season. Part of it is probably because we only have seven Cardinals that really come in and play a whole bunch. You have two guys coming off the bench. But
correct myself. I said that Roxwell had missed his last free throw. He had made it 67. He made this one at 68 and misses that one. Okay, that's a miss. And 68-51. So big hole for the Cardinals with 4:44 to go. Left wing, Nichols. Collin. And
I'm going to call him for a double dribble, it looked like.
Collin, not sure exactly.
Says he touched it with both of his hands. And again, right in front of the coach, he doesn't agree. But we are not getting the calls we want tonight, and there's a lot of other things that aren't going good either.
Collin and Coach Prue were both confused by that call. So 4:35 left in the second half, and the Huskies lose the ball. Not able to hold the pass that time was 15, Aaron Gust, and Nichols out of there with it. Into the forecourt. Right corner, he gets it to Bob. Bob on top to LaQuay. LaQuay's going to drive. Pull-up shot on the way off the rim, no good. He gets his own rebound, no. Turhart, right side LaQuay. LaQuay, deflected pass, recovered. Here come the Huskies. Down the floor, and there it is, easy for Gust. And so the Huskies doing to the Cards, kind of running away from him now, a 19-point lead with 4 minutes to go. LaQuay on top. There's Turhark's shot on the way, and he got a three-pointer for Turhark and a timeout. It was just two, apparently a two. 70-53, 3:55 left when we come back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
70-53, Eau Claire North with 3:55 to go. The Cards had hung around early, but lately it's been a fight. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are honored to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Coach putting on a full court press here, trying to get something to happen defensively.
Yeah. And the Cards, we see Roxfeld get it across the timeline to T.J. Johnson, and then to Roxfeld going into the paint, and I think he got called for...
You got a travel call.
Travel, so again, equal opportunity call, and just a very brief visit for Isaiah Desjardins, and also maybe somebody off the JV was out there too for Chippewa. Was it? I'm not sure if that Aiden Peterson, but anyhow, okay, very brief stint for them on the full court pressure. Nichols for three from the right side, hits the three-pointer. And a good job by Collin. Makes it 70-56. And another whistle with 3:20. There have been a lot of whistles here tonight.
It's going to be in the double bonus. A lot of free throws for Eau Claire North on the night. Counting them up, I'd have to say that after this, he's probably going to, total team is going to be about 20 free throws, and that's just on the made free throws.
Yeah, we have double bonus both halves, so 3:23 to go. The third foul on Nichols, and the first one is good for Roxfeld. So
that actually was Eau Claire North's 20th made free throw of the night. We've had nights where we've shot three.
Yeah. Roxfeld hits it again, and he's proficient at the stripe, 72-56.
Between him and Beeson, they don't miss at all.
LaQuay going to drive right side, and there's, it seems like every time down for the Cardinals, there's just no clean possessions. There's fouls. And again, a lot of them for North's possessions as well. They're waving off the basket, saying that Laquay was fouled on his way in.
Yeah, unfortunately for the Cardinals, a lot of their most impressive shots happened after a foul on the ground.
Right. And Laquay came in as a 78% free throw shooter. So Sadie and Dickerson checks out of the game now. And who's 13 for Chippewa? Jalen Smith. Okay, so that's Jalen Smith on the. All right. 13 is Jalen Smith.
6 for 6 this half is Laquay. 7 for 8 on the game from the free throw line.
All right, Barrows and TJ Johnson against the pressure. Roxbow falls down on Laquay. No foul call. Johnson's going to miss the three from the left corner. Rebound Laquay. Jason Crew wanted to know how is that not a charge. Into the left corner. There's the shot on the way. Desjarlais on the front iron. No. Fighting for the rebound. Nichols and the Huskies come away with it. And out of there on the dribble, Besson takes it all the way into the paint. Contact. And Easton Bob and company. I don't know. You know, I don't want to complain. I think the refs have the hardest job. But with so many fouls called, it seems like there's still confusion about what's not being called.
Yeah, and once again, you got Besson making the shot and then getting the foul. And again, that looked a lot like the Cardinals shots where
right.
It was just a continuation.
Right, yeah. So Besson, who is an impressive player, is just a 6'2 junior, and him and Gus both back next year.
Coach is still yelling about the charge, about to get a technical foul here. But, you're right. He buried Laquay. He went right over the top of him.
I've heard Jason probably more animated tonight than I remember.
Well, there was clearly not an acting job.
Yeah.
That's one thing. I don't know how.
Dickerson for three
happened.
Hits the shot, but a whistle
after
before that.
Yeah.
And the foul on Barrows, his fourth, and Laquay back to the line, and he's, what, 8 for 8, you said?
Well, this half, 6 for 6. He's
okay.
7 for 8 on the night. See if he can go 8 for 8.
First one is good.
See if he can go 8 for 8 on this half, that is.
.245 to go at 75-59. Huskies. And 75-60. Laquay very putting on a clinic at the free throw line.
9 for 10. Good night.
Our coverage tonight brought to you by brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Halley at any time at NicoletBank.com. Go Cards from Nicolet Bank. And a couple of guys off the bench here for Chippewa Falls. Isaiah Desjarlais, a 5'9 junior. And also you got Jalen Smith, a sophomore, in off the JV, getting some action, number 13.
So the coach rotating when he can, getting those new players in on defense to get the quick foul.
Yeah. Both teams in the double bonus with 2:30 to go. Cards down 15. This latest one on Jalen Smith. And the free throw rattles out for 14. Besson.
Besson on the night has, I believe, about 20. He averages 12.6, the junior.
2:30 left. And the second one good. 76-60. Huskies by 16. Chai into the forecourt. Laquay into the paint. Spin move. Shot up and off the back iron, and it falls out. No good. Rebound Huskies out of there with it. 2:18 to go. Laquay with some pressure. Picking up on Gus. Laquay with a steal. Laquay gets it off to Easton Bob for two. 76-62. Approaching 2 minutes. Cards down 14. And a whistle and a foul stops the clock with 2:01 to go.
Another two shots for Besson, and this could very well be a record for the number of free throws made in a game if this keeps up.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I think we're at 23 now.
I have to see the BRC record on that, huh? And the first free throw no good for
when you think about
Besson.
It, we don't get to 100 very often.
Yeah.
We might get to 100 tonight, but if they do,
no.
I mean, a quarter of the points, quarter I think you're of the way there with free throws.
I would say 80 is probably pretty safe, and the second free throw for Besson is good. So 77-62, Huskies by 15 with 2 minutes to go. Laquay into the forecourt. And his pass to Bob was unexpected. Now he'll shoot the three, draws iron, and that's all. Roxfeld with it in the backcourt, off to Gust. Gust across the timeline. They get it off to Roxfeld. They're going to obviously miss Roxfeld, but, I mean, you got Barrows, who's going to be a junior next year, and these other guys like Besson and Gust, so they'll be the impressive guys returning. They do have Gavin Wise, who's a 6'5 sophomore. Do you recall who won the JV game?
Butler North won the JV game. Not by much. Yeah. They pulled within about three or four, and then I think Eau Claire North pulled away a little bit late.
Turhar committing his fourth foul and ascending to the free throw line. Maddox Gertz, the 6'1 senior. A lot of seniors for this Huskies team.
That's his first point of the night.
Nine seniors. And misses the second free throw, and then Roxfeld gets the rebound and two more. And that puts him at 80. There we said 80-62 with inside of a minute and a half to go.
McQuay
into the lane. Shot up off the backboard. No. Rebound Huskies. And
you almost wonder why Roxfeld would be in there right now.
That's a fair question. Up by 18. I think the lead is safe, probably.
Yeah, I mean, he's the last player that you probably want hurt for this Eau Claire North team.
Yeah. And that, I think the coach heard you because he's checking out now with 1:24 to go. Coach Michael Kessler heeding the suggestion of our Dave Check as Laquay fouled out for the Cards. And good night for Jacob, though, huh?
Yeah, solid night. Solid night free throw shooting, like you said, defensively.
Brady Jensen, the 6'3 senior, hits both free throws, makes it 82-62. Biggest lead of the night for the Huskies. In the waning moments of this one. On top, Easton Bob. Bob on top to Dickerson. He'll drive into the paint, shot up and in.
And the Cardinals aren't ready to give up, so they're going to keep fouling. We might very well see 30 free throws tonight.
Yeah.
Dickerson with that.
I'll tell you what, because there's been so many fouls, I'm trying to grab whatever highlights I can for the... and we were operating on a cell phone for a while. So, all right, we're seeing some fresh faces now. Zach Shipman is a 6'1 sophomore, number 32 for the Huskies. And got number 20, Stefan Larson, a 6'2 senior.
This was a summer league game. The refs would have left before the dunking starts happening.
Yeah, and Gavin Wise is the 6'5 guy we were telling you about. I'm completely buying the 6'5 part, but okay. That's what they say on the program.
Might be an optical illusion from what we're looking at.
He's pretty thin, I'll say that, at least. But that doesn't affect height. So he just gets it across the timeline. And 82-65 game, and there's the shot, and there it is. Garrett Stoffel, a 6'1 senior off the end of the bench, gets two to the delight of the crowd. Making it 84-65. And the Cardinals get one of their reserves as well. Gavin Thompson, the 5'9 sophomore guard, missed a three-pointer. Final 38 seconds now. Huskies ball. As the reserves square off against each other. Spin move down low. There it is. A nice move for Stefan Larson for two. 86-65.
That's his first
score. At the other end for the Cardinals, trying to bring it home. Owen Munson it was, and then the shot put up again at the other end. Stefan Larson, no good. Final 10 seconds for Chippewa into the forecourt. Gavin Thompson. They get it back to Munson, driving, the lane, put it off the rim, no good. Huskies, that'll do it. Final score, 86-65. We'll take our break. Back in a moment on WOGO, Halle, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Head coach Jason Prue joining us now. The post-class post-game show on WOGO Sports. Brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Well, coach, early on, very competitive in that first half. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I just felt early on we got some really good looks. We missed some buckets around the basket. We missed some free throws. There was a moment in the second half where we were down by 9 and we had missed 10 free throws. So if we would have finished some of those plays, it would have been a different story. But we can't expect to continue to compete if we're not finishing around the rim and missing free throws.
Yeah, even second half when they initially got that lead up to 11, you guys did fight it back. I think, I don't know, 5. I mean, you were really cutting into a 4 or 5, and then, yeah, right, it did balloon and then kind of get away a little bit. So
yeah, and it's tough when it gets to that point. And I thought there was a couple things that didn't go our way with late gaps and different things like that defensively, and they were able to get to the free throw line.
Obviously 86, I don't know if the most you've given up this year, but I mean, defensively, obviously that's a thought going forward. But this is a deep bench. They throw a lot of players at you. So.
Yeah, they attack the basket pretty well.
And yeah.
I thought we were a little slow in some gaps.
All right, well, we wish you the best. Take care, and we'll talk to you down the road.
All right, thanks, bye.
All right, head coach Jason Prue here. We'll take another timeout, get the stats with Dave Check when we come back in 3.5 minutes on WOGO Sports.
Hi, I'm Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, where everything we do comes back to our mission to build stronger communities where people matter. We serve our communities throughout Northwestern Wisconsin with great services and all the conveniences of modern banking. But we pledge to never lose the personal, friendly style that makes us who we are. Our team connects people and businesses with customized financial solutions that work for them, and we are always committed to giving back. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
And they start to dim the lights, but we're still in the middle of the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Triple Falls. If your windshield takes a hit, Post Glass and Mirror in Triple Falls has free mobile auto glass service, two heated bays, and a warm waiting room. From compact cars to semis, dump truck, or motorhome, Post Glass and Mirror fits them all, big or small. Dave, check, what about the stats?
Well, the stats show the Cardinals kind of cooled off in the second half. They shot 2 for 9 from the three-point line in the second half, total of 5 for 21. They were 7 for 13 in the second half from inside the arc. They were 15 for 31 overall. They wound up shooting 18 for 29 from the free throws, 13 for 18 from the second half, most of that being LaCoy kind of turned that around a little bit. The turnovers, the Cardinals had 12 turnovers to 13 for Eau Claire North, so that was relatively equal. 9 offensive rebounds for Eau Claire North, a little bit more than Chi High's 8. Leading scorers for the Cardinals, the players that stood out, Bob had 23, but Dickerson led with 24. Bob probably had the best shooting night, 10 for 15 shooting. Had 9 points for LaCoy, most of those free throws. Turkhark rounded out with 4. Rebounding, Turhark led the way. He had 9, Dickerson had 6, and Wiedemeyer had 4. For Eau Claire North, leading the way was, of course, Roxbold, who did it every which way. Number of threes, twos, and free throws. 26 points on the night. 22 points for Besson, and 16 points for Aaron Gust. Aaron Gust probably being the biggest surprise in that he's not one of the top 4 scorers, but he certainly had a hot hand tonight. And was definitely a big part of this win for them. So that's the stats for you.
All right. I appreciate it, Dave. It's time to call Weir's Gala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Call Weir's Gala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate. Call 839-0707 or weirsgala.com. I'm going to let you go, Dave. Thanks so much. And we'll talk to you here in the near future, huh?
All right, have a good night. You know, we said that the Cardinals didn't finish very strong. Like we said, we finished strong.
We did.
We were on the air doing it, doing what we could. The cell phone thing, that's tough. I don't want to have to do that again.
Greg Stewart, thank you to able to kind of give CPR to the system back at the station so we could finish strong here. Wish we could have had a better result for you. We'll take one final timeout, come back. Clean up some shop here and get you a highlight or two, and check the WOGO Sports calendar on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com. Wärzgalä Company.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce & Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce & Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce & Ford.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
All right, two more things to take care of as we head out the door. One of them is a couple of highlights here. Again, we had some technical difficulties, things back at the station, got those resolved. Thanks so much to Greg Stewart as working hard here on a Saturday night. But we got you a couple of highlights in this 86-65 North win. Let's give it a listen. Not sure if that Aiden Peterson, but anyhow, okay. Very brief stint for them on the full court pressure. Nichols for three from the right side. Hits the three-pointer. Colin Nichols with that three-pointer, and one more highlight from the second half for the Cards. And the waning moments of this one. On top, Easton Bob. Bob on top to Dickerson. He'll drive into the paint, shot up and in. And so a couple of highlights for you for the Cards from this contest here tonight. But we're checking the WOGO Sports calendar and tell you that Monday night we're back at it, and hopefully we got all the flies out of the ointment as it's the Lady Cards at home against Marshfield. And the Lady Cards were back in action again last night, losing to Eau Claire North 65-52. Very competitive contest, but back at it tomorrow night against a tough, but just a rough schedule lately. Marshfield and Menominee both tough here coming up this week, but then at New Richmond on Saturday, February 10th. But let's check the rest of this schedule for you, because Tuesday night, how about the Chi-Ha hockey team, ranked number one in the state? They are the one seed, and they are going to win the share of the conference title, first time since 89. They'll try to win it outright. They've had four straight shutouts, and they're at home against New Richmond on Tuesday night, 6:40, the pregame with Greg Stewart and Cooper Fosvik here on WDOGO Sports. Then on Thursday night, it's the McDonald girls at Regis. Should be a great one. Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney with the call. On Friday night, we've got the next up there, it is the Chi-Hi boys at Menominee. That's a 6:55 pregame. And then next Saturday night, it's the Chi-Hi girls at New Richmond, a 6:55 pregame. So another very busy week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, And check Wogo.com for the updates. So looking ahead for hockey in the postseason. The Cardinals will play on February 15th against the winner of D.C. Everest and Eau Claire North, but trying to win that conference against New Richmond on Saturday night. JV and the varsity contest, both going to North tonight. North taking the nightcap 86-65. And the Cardinals fall to 0-10 on the season in the conference. And 1-16 overall as the Huskies go to 6-5 in the BRC and 9-9 overall. Again, our thanks so much to Zach Wycheck and a special thanks to Greg Stewart. For Dave Check, a great thanks to him. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks so much for listening. We'll get a podcast up at Wogo.com and talk to you again Monday night. Chi-High Girls in Marshfield here on WOGO Sports and WOGO Hallie Eau Claire Chippewa Falls.
WOGO.
Chi-High Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.